I had caught a disease that I would call success sickness. It's the disease of always wanting more, but then never being happy when you get it.
Addicted to success. That was Pat Morley. But the more he achieved, the worse he felt. He's our guest today on the Lighthouse Report.
My life philosophy from high school on was this: money will solve my problems and success will make me happy. But ironically, the more I achieved, the more miserable I was, exactly the opposite of what I thought would happen. And so I was taking my frustrations out on Patsy. And she asked me this interesting question. She said, "Pat, is there anything about me that you like?" Well, you know, I felt like I'd been hit by a cattle prod. I wandered off to the office, stared out the window for the rest of the morning, and thought to myself, you know, Morley, you are really a nobody headed nowhere, and it was really true.
And after Pat came to this realization, he knew things needed to change.
You know, sometimes grace is very hard. It's like a parent that disciplines. So a little child is running across the beach towards the big 6-foot breakers, thinking, oh, look at all the little glistening light. That's going to be so much fun, not realizing it's rushing to its own destruction. And then father sees the little child. He rushes across the beach, scoops up the little child just before this great big breaker crashes down on the child. And so what does the little child do? It throws a temper tantrum because it didn't get what it wanted. And we're a lot like that. I know that I'm a lot like that. It was only later that I realized what an act of grace. It was brutal. It hurt at the time. But what a gracious act of God to rescue me. And so through the circumstances and through Patsy's prayers, we found ourselves one Sunday morning in a church. And then the story goes on from there.
Wow, what a great example of the power of prayer. I'm Steve Douglas.